Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters, for this new and living day where we are living for Christ, breathing his life in our bodies. Amen. For his word abides in us, and his word is life. His word is bringing us onto a perfect man. Today we will finish the series of a new thing. But let it be known that this series will never end. It will forever continue in our life. And because we will never leave the side of Christ, it means that we will always be part of a new thing. For the light cannot stop moving. And wheresoever the light goes, a new thing is being done. We will be there with him, making a new earth and new heavens. We will partake of the divine nature and be partakers of every new thing with him. So let us consider this great thing we have been given, and what a grace we find in Christ. A new thing will begin when we approach him in faith and touch his garment. When the woman who had an issue of blood in her body touched the hem of his garment, only then was a new thing given unto her. For the scriptures say that virtue left Jesus when this woman touched his garment. This virtue and power was a new thing that this woman received. And we too have an issue of blood in our bodies. We have a sinful issue and a corrupted blood in this body of death, as Paul said. And we are in need to touch the garment of Christ. And so we did when we first acknowledged that we had an issue of blood. But after approaching in faith, after being given the grace to approach his holy temple and touch his holy garment, just like that woman approached and touched his garment, then we can say, all our sins that were red as blood will be made white as snow. Amen. All those who have touched his garment have been given a new life, and we know that life is in the blood. And our life is hidden in the blood of Christ. That is where we find our life. That is where we find our identity, where we find our new name, our new garment. In Christ alone are we hidden. He has given us this new hope. It is a lively hope of glory, a hope that is transforming us into a new glorious creature, just as we see it in the life of the butterfly. First, it was a caterpillar that was crawling on its knees to go into the cocoon. She went in one way, but a new way this caterpillar came out. On her knees crawling, she went in, but she went out flying with her glorious wings. And this is the same picture happening to all those who went into the cocoon of Christ, to all those who are in the ark of Christ, will surely rise on the mountain of glory. And we are being given new garments. All our filthy garments will be taken away. All the garment of lust will turn into a new garment of love. When we stand in his presence with a repented heart, sprinkled in his blood, that is when the light will burn away all our iniquities. It will take away our filthy garments. And we see this same case happening in Joshua the priest. When Joshua stood before the presence of the angel, look at what the prophet Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3 and 4 tells us. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And it was answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass away from you, and I will clothe you with a new change of garments. Amen. We have all been found guilty in this filthy garment. But all our guilt and all our iniquities are forgotten in the garment that He will give us. He will cause our iniquities to pass away. He will cause all our shame to pass away. He will cause all our problems to pass away. And let it be known that with every problem we face, and through all our weakness, a new thing is taking its place. Whenever we are going through difficult times, whenever we are going through difficult experiences, we should always remember that throughout all these difficulties and throughout every problem we face in our life, there is a coming of a new understanding. There will come a new revealing, a new knowledge that God wants to reveal unto us. No matter what struggle we find ourselves in, there is a blessing that will come out of that struggle. And we see that in the life of Jacob, when he struggled as he wrestled with the angel, a new blessing was given after that struggle. He held on and he did not give up. And that is when a new name was given unto him. And just as Jacob held on to the angel, Paul said to hold on to eternal life. For our new name will be given to all those who overcome. All the trials we face, it's for the purpose to purify us, to purify us more than fine gold. Just as gold is purified in the fire, so are we being purged. And God wants to purify us more than gold. As we see the day approaching, we are being led through many fires. The fire is heated 7 times more in this seventh church age. But let us not fear, let us not think it to be a strange thing happening to us, as Peter said. But it is for our own good, for our own glory. And let us always remember that there is no trial without a purpose. And that purpose is for something new to shine. Every fire we see ourselves in, every storm that comes our way, every spiritual earthquake that comes to shake us, no matter what whirlwind it might come to blow us away, we must be rest assured that there will be a still small voice that we will hear after all these things. Just as Elijah heard and witnessed the earthquake and the storms and the fire, but after all these things, he finally heard the still and peaceful voice of God. How wonderful that voice is to us. How much peace his voice will always speak into our hearts. And no matter where we find ourselves, we will find peace walking with us. For this new peace we have been given. And this is what was given also to the 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were put in the fire. They had a peace in their hearts that God was with them, that He would not leave them. And when they went into that fire, a new thing was proven that day. What was proven? God was proving that no matter what fire we find ourselves in, He will be there with us in that fire. Amen. As David said, even if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there with me. And King Nebuchadnezzar was a witness who saw a fourth man in the form of the Son of God, walking in the midst of the fire, walking with the three men. A new creature that this king never had seen before was found walking with the three men in the fire. And wherever Christ walks, a new thing will surely be shown. And it was shown to Nebuchadnezzar. His eyes had never seen such a sight in his life. The fire that was heated 7 times more for these three men was nothing compared to the fire of God's love that was heated for these three. And that's when King Nebuchadnezzar witnessed the strength of God being heated in our weakness. Through our weakness, the Lord is able to show us His strength. Through our weakness, the Lord will show us a new thing. Amen. And all our problems will be made new. There was a problem at the wedding of Cana. When they ran out of wine, it was a problem. It was a stressful issue. There was worry in the heart of Mary, the mother of Jesus. But that worry and that problem was an occasion for a new thing to manifest. And that is when the glory of Christ manifested. At that wedding, His glory was shown. The water was turned into something new, into new wine, a wine that was never before tasted. This will show us that no problem can stand in the way of God. With men, it will be impossible, but nothing is impossible to those who have Christ in them. Amen. Look at the problem that took place when the Pharisees caught a woman in the very act of adultery. This woman was caught in shame, and her nakedness was exposed. They brought her to the midst of Jesus to stone her. And this was the worst moment of this woman's life. She must have went through so much fear, through so much struggle as she was being taken from the midst of lust. But little did she know that she would be dragged through much fear, through much tribulation. She was dragged to be in the presence of God. She was put in the midst of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there she would witness a new kind of love, a love that she had never before witnessed in her life. Amen. She was put in the midst of holiness, and that was the beauty that she had never seen in her life. She went from being in the midst of lust to being in the midst of perfect love. This new love was shown unto her, and this is the new love shown unto us. This was the same love that was shown also to the thief who was crucified with Jesus. This thief on the cross had his worst day as he was being led to the slaughter. He was facing his fear. He was facing death. But a new thing was given to him that day. A new life would be given unto him. For this thief was crying out, "Remember me, O Lord, in your kingdom." What a cry that he spoke to Jesus, who was nailed next to him on that cross. But this man received a new life, a new day that he never dreamed would be possible. Jesus told him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." It was a new day for him. It was a new start, a new mercy. What a grace. This man had the word of God hidden in his heart, and he uttered a scripture that we read in Psalms chapter 25, verse 7. This thief on the cross was uttering in his heart this scripture when he said, "Remember me, O Lord, in your kingdom." And his heart was speaking louder than his tongue. God heard the words of his heart. And we read these words in the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 7. They say, "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord." Amen. This thief on the cross, this malefactor, found a place for repentance. For he was originally in the place of eternity. He was in the mind of God, shouting for joy, shouting for love, shouting for mercy, shouting for the goodness, shouting for the Lord to remember us. And whenever we are forgetting this memory of love, let us remember that we were there before the foundation of the world, in his bosom, in the mind of God, shouting for eternity. Amen. And these were the words found uttered in this thief's heart. But God heard his heart and gave him a new heart, gave him a heart of repentance, gave him a new life, a life without end. This man thought surely his life was ending that day. But he received the never-ending life. He received life eternal that day. Amen. And that should tell us something, that all our bad days, this man was having the worst day of his life. He was being led to the cross with Jesus. But his bad day was turned into a new day. And all our bad days, all the days of our life, will be turned into something new. Jesus said that every day has its own evil. But here is the glory of God manifesting. Throughout this darkness, throughout all evil, his light will shine in the darkness. A new thing will always shine in all our problems. There was a problem when Peter cut off the ear of Malchus with his sword. They came to take Jesus, but Peter almost ruined all things when he cut off this man's ear. But out of that problem, a new thing was born. A new thing was done. And Jesus gave that man a new ear to hear. Amen. Look at the blessing that Jesus always does throughout every problem that comes our way. There was a problem when Moses and the children of Israel were facing, when they left Egypt, they faced a major problem, and they came to the end of the way when they arrived at the Red Sea. They could no longer cross over, but out of that problem, God was showing his strength, his word that Moses had. Out of that problem, God wanted Moses to speak the word, and a new thing was done. And the Red Sea was opened for them to cross over and walk on dry ground. They had a new walk that no other men walked before. That was their baptism. Amen. And we have the real baptism, the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have crossed over that Red Sea, and we have the word of life speaking in us. And we are now in this wilderness of this body, being made ready to cross over into the promised land of glory. Amen. And look at the children of Israel who crossed over the Red Sea. They had a major problem again in the wilderness. They could not find any water to drink. But out of that problem, out of that curse, out of the bitter waters, a new thing was performed. And the Lord turned the bitter waters into sweet waters. That's the promise of God. The Lord wants to turn every bitter thing in our life, and He wants to make it into a new sweet thing. Throughout all our weaknesses and all our worries, all our stress, don't forget that His sweet voice will be heard, and He will show His strength in our weakness. Just as they were in the wilderness without food, but here the Lord showed a new way to eat bread. He made it rain bread. Manna was falling from heaven. It was a new thing. And the prophet Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, tells us, "Thou gavest also your good spirit to instruct them, and you withheld nothing from them. Even the manna was found in their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing, even their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not." Amen. It was the first time that clothes did not get old. Everything performed in the days of Moses was new, but we are living in greater times. For a greater than Moses is here. A greater than Joshua is here. He is the real Savior. Just as Joshua caused the sun to stand still, so will our Joshua, our Savior, cause His light to stand with us until all our enemies are defeated. A new light has shined in our life. And this is the light that will forever remain. And just as the sun stood still in the days of Joshua, our light, the Lamb of God, will stand forever. Amen. The light is traveling from eternity to eternity. The light is going from glory to glory, and everything in its path will be made new, my brothers and sisters. We are in the path of this light. We are walking in the light. And we will behold so many new things that the Lord will do. And look at what the last scripture that the beloved John records in his gospel. In the book of John, chapter 21, and the last scripture, verse 25, he says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, that if they should all be written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. The world itself cannot contain all the things that Jesus did, and the things that He is still doing, and the things that He will do. Only eternity can contain all these things. And we will finish this week's daily devotion with a portion of what King Solomon prayed. And we will connect what Solomon prayed with what Paul said. And we read in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, and verse 14 and verse 18. Solomon said, "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like unto thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keeps his promise, and shows mercy unto his servants, that walk before him with all their hearts." Amen. In verse 18 it says, "But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built." Amen. Solomon asked an important question. He said, "Will God indeed dwell with men?" God will do more than just that. He will not just dwell with us, but he will dwell in us and walk in us. And this is what Paul reveals in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 16. He says, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them." Amen. So we see the comparison between what Solomon said and what Paul says. We find our answer, that God will indeed dwell in us. And Solomon said that the heaven of heavens could not contain him. And yet, we find out that he gave grace unto us to contain his Spirit, to contain his Word, to contain his love in our hearts. And our hearts here will become his pillow to rest. Our hearts will become the pillow for his head to lay upon. Amen. For Jesus was looking for a place to lay his head, and he found no place in this world. He said, "Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head here." Only in our hearts will he find that place. And this was the revelation that John the Beloved knew. He knew this, and he had his heart always upon the heart of Jesus. And John heard the heartbeat of Christ. And every heartbeat that John heard, he was hearing a new thing. Amen. And that is why John writes in his gospel exactly what Solomon also said, that all the world could not contain the things that Jesus did. And Solomon said that the heaven of heavens could not contain him. But yet, we find out that God gave us a new heart to contain his grace, to contain his love, and to contain every new thing that he will do. Amen. Let us walk in this light with all our hearts, my brothers and sisters, and so shall we see every new thing under his sunlight. New blessings to you continue with you, and may all things be made new, both now and forever. It was a blessed week, and may the Lord alone be glorified. Amen.